For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now imagine for a play-by-play broadcaster, though, nothing makes your job better or easier or more fun than exciting close games, because then you don't have to vamp for four innings in a blowout and try to come up with things to talk about. You just call the game and everybody's into it on the edge of their seat. And we're joined right now by Jesse Agler here on 97.3 The Fan. What a week. I mean, I think we said that last week, but here we go again. What a week, Jesse.
A lot of fun, a lot of craziness. But you know what, guys, before we talk baseball, bone to pick.
Oh, let's go. Oh, I think I know where this is going.
Reputations are important. And, you know, you being associated with me, me being associated with you, that's a two-way street. You know, like people, and this is a great thing, you know, they think of 97.3 The Fan, San Diego's number one sports station. They think about Ben and Woods. They think about Jesse. They think about Tony and Elo, everybody else, right? So I'm in the Marlin clubhouse the other day, and I'm trying to talk to a couple of the Marlin players who are from San Diego, because I like to meet the San Diego guys around the league, get to know them a little bit. Hey, who'd you grow up liking? You know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm standing there. Now, here's something to know about Major League clubhouses. Generally speaking, managers do not spend very much time in the players' part of the clubhouse. It's sort of the players' area. Managers are usually in their offices. You know, they might fly by every once in a while, but most Major League managers spend very, very, very little time in the players' part of the clubhouse. So I'm in there before the first game in Miami. I'm trying to meet Kyle Stowers, right, and talk to him. And as I take a step towards his locker, I am grabbed from behind by the very muscular manager of the Miami Marlins, Skip Schumacher. And he goes, hey. And I'm like, hey, Skip, what's up? And he goes, your boys, meaning you. And he points to his shirt, which apparently at one point was a Ben and Woods T-shirt that he was wearing. And it had been totally washed away. The letters had fallen off. And I said, boy, Skip, you must really wear that shirt out. And he goes, I've washed it twice.
Paulie's
and
putting
I
up
said,
for everyone
you know,
to see.
I don't want to necessarily take responsibility for this, but I will pass it along to the boys. And yeah, he had me take a picture.
It's like on and zids.
And I had to hear about that the entire weekend.
On and zids is what the shirt says, because the lettering washed away. Now, in our defense, I don't have like a screen printing room at home where I'm personally putting my heart and soul
our own merchandise
into these.
So here's what I've learned, you know, in life, right, and in business. You are responsible for your stuff.
You're right. You're damn
right. We don't get to blame the distributor. Don't get to play, you know, with a little company that you guys use to print these things out. No. Your responsibility.
Accountability.
Your name, literally.
We've already replaced it.
We have.
Yes.
Paulie is sending Skip a whole new
like 8 shirts.
How sweet of that angel to be wearing that shirt anyway. I love it. Well, when you texted that to me, I was mortified. I was absolutely mortified.
I have the same shirt. I've had it for like 3 years.
And you wash yours?
I've washed it more than twice.
Just got to.
I'm like, what are you?
Those industrial laundries they use in Major League Baseball.
He's using
the big problem here.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. The clubhouse washing machine. Also, perhaps his muscles have stretched the shirt out so much.
I don't have to worry about that here.
Yeah, fat doesn't have the same effect on the shirt.
No sinew here.
All of our logos are intact. No, it was awesome, man. I know how you know. I've actually talked to Manny's wife about how nuts it gets for them when they go back down to Miami, because he's from there and everyone's like, I need tickets. I want batting practice. I need you to hit me ground balls. I want you to teach me how to field ground balls. He's pretty under the gun. How about for you when you're down in Miami?
So I've kind of in an antisocial way taken control of the situation. I mean, I don't do anything anymore. You know, for the first few years back, I really did feel like I had a responsibility to different friends and family, and you know, you wear yourself out. And you know, this trip, I didn't talk to anybody.
Good
I didn't
you.
Text anybody back. I didn't call anybody back. I was hotel, ballpark, ballpark, hotel. That was it. The entire 3 days. You know, also it's August and it's baseball season, and August in baseball season means you're exhausted. And I just didn't have anything to give anybody. And I feel badly about that. I will raise my hand up and say I am a terrible friend. And I will apologize for that to, you know, my loved ones back in South Florida. But like, I just don't have it. And right now my energy is focused on this team and the two little people who were up at 3 o'clock this morning in my house. And that's it. Like, that's all I have. Like, there's no extra energy. So, you know, bad friend, you know, not as good of a friend as Manny is to his people, because when I went back, there was nothing outside of the ballpark that took place socializing wise. Now, I saw some people there, you know, that work in media or around, you know, the ballpark, who I've known for a long time. So I caught up with them. But I mean, there was nothing outside of that.
Bro, self-care is massively, massively important, Jesse. And you guys, I thought about you when I was in Hawaii, and I told the fellas this. We did the, you know, the 6-hour trip over to Hawaii. Granted, I'm 49 years old, but I got off the plane and my ass was hurting from sitting. My back was hurting. My knees were hurt. And I go, these guys, not you, but you and the players, but like, these guys do this all the time. And then they got to go and they got to get their body ready. Then they got to get their mind right. I will never think enough credit is given out to the players, you guys, the managers, the coaches, for the grind of that season. The grind. I did 1 6-hour flight and I got up and was like, oh my God, dude, I needed a hot tub and a cold tub. I mean, it's pretty nuts. And you guys do that all the time.
It's to me the thing that one of the things that makes baseball so special is grind is the only word you can use, right? I mean, it's just unlike anything else in sports. And I've had the opportunity to travel with an NFL team. I've had the opportunity to travel with an NHL team, and there's just nothing like this, because of the schedule, because of the number of the games. You know, you're never home for more than a week and a half. And then, you know, you're on the road usually for about a week, maybe 10 days sometimes. And it's just ping pong, back and forth. And particularly with this newer schedule the last 2 years now, you know, we're going east even more because you're playing, you know, half the American League teams on the road every year. So there's, you know, even more longer travel, fewer trips to Arizona, Colorado, LA, and Phoenix, you know, or San Francisco, more trips, you know, to places in the central and the east. So it's even more so now. And look, it's part of the deal. Every team does it. Some teams more than others, obviously. The Mariners are kind of off on their own island up there in the Pacific Northwest. But I mean, it's not easy on anybody. And as you said, the players have a physical component to it that is just remarkable that they get ready. And it's part of why guys like Manny take so much pride in playing almost every day.
Yeah.
There is a real thing to that, because it is near impossible, you know, on this schedule to go out and do that. And so if you kind of set your mind to saying, hey, I'm trying to play X number or start, you know, X number of games in a year, like, there is a real pride that should be taken with that. Because as you said, you know, it's not just your butt hurts after getting off the plane. It's like, how many different time zones did we do?
Yes.
You know, where are we? Like, I can't tell you how many times a season I will wake up in a hotel and it takes me a good like 30 seconds to be like, all right, where are we? And it's not because I was drinking the night before. It's just because like, you really don't know where you are half the time.
That's crazy, man.
It's a wild thing. It is.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Ackler, voice of the Padres, is with us, and Jackson Merrill is certainly making your job fun. Sure. We've been playing all the calls of first the game-tying home runs, and you just have to ramp up the energy every time. But then last night, out of the blue, the game-winning clinching catch with two outs in the ninth inning. What were you thinking? We heard your call, but kind of what were you thinking as the ball left the bat? Did he have a chance at it? Should he have? I was thinking he's got to play this on a hop to keep the runner from coming around from first base, but not
on the move.
Merrill
dives, reaches down, and he made the catch.
Off the bat, I thought gap, and you know, you have so many thoughts so quickly when you're doing this. And then the second I kind of looked up, it just, he had the this is going to sound weird, but like the body language of a guy who's going to get there.
Yep.
Like the way the strides were going, and we're lucky because we have an unbelievable view, you know, from where we sit at Petco. So like really, really good look at, you know, the whole landscape and sort of where the ball is, where he is, and able to track it. And he just, from the first moment that I looked from the batter's box out to the outfield, in my brain, I was like, oh, he's got a shot to get there. And it was obviously an extraordinary play. You know, he's something else right now. I mean, you know, it's going to become redundant at some point. And, you know, we're all saying it seems like every single day. I loved what, I don't know if it was Profar or Bogart, somebody was quoted the other day in the paper of like, it's not that he wants to win. It's that he hates to lose. And there's a difference there. And I think, you know, all of us as fans, what could you ever love more than a key player, a very talented player who hates losing? That's it. We want wins. We want championships. Like, and to have a guy, you know, kind of emerging to play as significant of a role as he has, that doesn't just want to win, because they all want to win. They're the most competitive people on the planet. But that one of the guys who is also one of the most competitive people on the planet can turn and say, it's a little bit different even with him. I mean, that tells you an awful lot about, you know, who he is and what he's brought to this team.
No doubt. I mean, there's so much credit that needs to go out to so many people, Jesse. I mean, you could do a whole show of, well, Kyle Higashioka, we're nowhere without him. Jurickson Profar, we're nowhere without him. I mean, on and on. Tyler Wade has been involved in some crazy, I mean, truly, it is. When Mike Schilt says, you know, 26 guys, he truly means it. I mean, we went back over that last series when I got back in town, and I went, no, everybody except for the two guys that didn't start on the mound, Waldron and whoever it was, everybody else contributed some way. It is how you have to win. There's just so much credit that needs to be given out for you when you watch this team. You know, Jackson Merrill aside, who have you looked to in the last couple of weeks and said, man, what a way to step up, game changer type scene?
I mean, as you said, it's been everybody at one point or another, and that's the whole point, right? I mean, that's the kind of roster you need to get through the grind, to get through the marathon, you know, is the kind of roster where you have a Donovan Solano who can be 5-for-10 as a pinch hitter and hit a 2-run homer to put them back in the game the other night in Miami, who had a pinch hit walk-off single, you know, earlier this year. A guy like David Peralta and another guy like Bryce Johnson, like, they're not necessarily going to set the world on fire, but they're going to give you more than enough in right field while one of the most talented guys in baseball, you know, is shelved with an injury in right field. The starting pitching, the relief pitching, guys like Brian Hoeing.
Brian Hoeing. Amazing. I mean, yeah.
Like that first game in Pittsburgh, the rain delay game where Cease only got to throw the one inning. You know, Hoeing comes out. He provides the length. They still ended up needing to use, I think, 4 or 5 more relievers after that. And then the next night was that utterly bonkers game. Same thing. I think King went 5, and they had to use like 5 or 6 relievers after that. Not that long ago, had the Padres been in a position where they got 1 inning out of their starter on Tuesday, 5 innings out of their starter on Wednesday, and had to use that number of relievers, they would have been sunk for a week afterwards. Like, how many times did we see that earlier this year? But now, after the deadline, the depth that they've put together in the bullpen, they went on a winning streak. That was part of a big winning streak. That is not supposed to happen. Teams are not supposed to keep winning and winning and winning and winning after games like that and situations like that. So that speaks to A, the depth of talent on this team, and B, the sort of, you know, tremendous ability that Mike Schilt, Ruben Niebla, Ben Fritz have of navigating, you know, those kinds of waters and being able to like strategically make it work when really it shouldn't work. Like, you shouldn't be able to have that kind of success coming out of games like that. But I mean, again, it's a really, really good team. It's a really, really deep team. You know, what matters now is maybe a little bit different than what matters in October, and not to get ahead of myself, but it sure feels like they're built for both. And there's something very exciting about that.
But we have Woods here for the first time for a Song Lyric Incorporator. And sounded like you kind of settled in last week really nicely.
Oh, I like this.
With Bob, you'll be with Tony tonight, our new incorporator, where Jesse has to work song lyrics into the broadcast tonight.
It's also my favorite because he doesn't even like music. But, so that's the best part.
This one actually just came up organically today because we were playing Take on Woods, and this was our two-second song. We thought, oh, this would be perfect for Jesse. So, Paulie, if you would.
If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time.
If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time.
A little bit of a little leading there, leading the witness, but you do with it what you want.
It's fun because there's like a few different ways.
That's what we thought. That might be a good one.
Absolutely. It's going to be perfect.
Tremendous.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you very much, Jesse.
Tonight, 6:40, 5:40 EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sam Levin. Have a good one, Jesse.
You too, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres and the Incorporator.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.